So they'll follow the set schedule, and then they have people with one. They have like Chazara and Bechinas. So just, you know, for those people who may want to take Bechinas, I will send out, I'll create a WhatsApp group, and we'll send out sort of information about that. So so trying to keep up with that schedule, we'll try to do, you know, as much as possible in Amud, and sort of try to keep that pace. Okay, so what I mentioned is before we start, let me call actually, one second, somebody want to call in? Okay, first of all, this is Louis, Shaul, and Ali.
Good morning.
Okay.
Louis.
I mentioned to Shaul when he reached out about this that a certain hesitation about taking this on personally, as Avi pointed out, it's early. it's not so much that it's early, but you know, just we all have like a lot going on. Let's make sure that whatever I commit to, that you know, I can do that seriously, and I'm sure the three of you feel the same, and whoever else is listening. But you know, I figure, good morning, Alan. I figure let's at least sort of do brachos, which is, you know, obviously about 4 months or so. And if it's working, and we all feel that we're engaged in it, and it's meaningful and valuable, so great. And if not, so then we'll sort of go our own ways, and you know, you can do Shabbos in a different place, or stop doing it altogether.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, really good. And just also mention that Mir Hashem, I'll be able to do this 6 days a week, and then maybe on including Monday through Shabbos, we can sort of work out the times for Shabbos, and then Sunday probably we'll just record something for those who want to sort of listen along.
Oh, so this is a daily thing. This is not like a rice up.
It's like a daily thing.
Okay.
It's daily, 6:30 to 7 every day. Actually, this Thursday I have a bris, so I'm not going to be here. Okay. So the what I'm going to try to do also, just when we go through the Amud, and I'm not really done. You know, I did a daf yomi one time as far as like giving a shiur, so you never know sort of how much to cover, how much not to cover, how much other material. So try to sort of sprinkle in other things, other ha'aros as we go along. People, if they want to make a note or things they're interested in, sort of make various ha'aros along the way. Okay, so of course the well-known Mishnah says, "Me'masai Koren et Shema v'Arvin." So from when do we read Kriya Shema at night? Okay, the Vilna Gaon asked the question. Anybody have a question, even just on these first five words? "Me'masai Koren et Shema v'Arvin." So the Gemara will ask the question as far as sort of why are we starting with this? Why are we starting with Kriya Shema B'Laila? It seems like we're just sort of, here it is, we're beginning all of the Mishnayos in Chazal, and all of a sudden saying, when do we start Kriya Shema at night? It almost seems like, almost like a random comment, a random statement, as opposed to sort of maybe saying, okay, there's an obligation to say Kriya Shema. When do we say Kriya Shema? It's sort of starting like, almost like mid-sentence, and I think Mara is going to address that, but they want to go and ask a different question. The Vilna Gaon says, in other places, when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema, so the language that's used is kore, right, that in the singular. When would a person, or when do we say Birchas Kriya Shema? But here we say korin in the plural. Why do we have a plural tense in the reading of Kriya Shema as opposed to the singular tense where we have in other places when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema? Okay, anybody have an answer to that? Why we have in the Koran, why we have in the plural? So the Vilna Gaon is teaching us, and there's a lot of discussion in this Vilna Gaon, that when it comes to Kriya Shema, we do not use and apply the idea of Shomei Ka'oneh. That we don't say, okay, person A will read, and I'm going to listen. Every person has an obligation of saying Kriya Shema themselves. This is not a place of being motzi somebody else. Each person themselves, Korin in the plural, has an obligation to say Kriya Shema. And the answer for that, or the reason for that, is probably self-explanatory. If it comes to a normal Maisa Mitzvah, or normal Bracha, It's enough that I hear it from person A. When it comes to being mekabel omach l'shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven upon myself, there each person has to engage themselves. And therefore, in these very first few words, the Vilna Gaon is pointing out an important ha'ara. The Kriya Shema is something that every person needs to take upon themselves. So the Mishnah continues, so mishal shakohanim nichnasim lechol b'tshumasan, atzov hashmura harishona. So when does a person say Kriya Shema? What's the appropriate time? It's from the time that the Kohanim enter or are allowed to eat Truma. Okay? What are we speaking about? We're speaking about a Kohen who was Tameh, a Kohen who was impure. He goes to the mikvah already that day. And now comes Tseis HaKochavim, which is what Rashi points out. Tseis comes. The Kohen says, okay, even though I haven't brought a karbon, even though in certain situations the Kohen is responsible for bringing a karbon, even though I haven't done that, Tseis HaKochavim itself is enough to allow me to eat truma. Just like I go to the mikvah, and now it's Tseis, and therefore now, even though the karbon's not been brought, so there's a heter, there's an allowance for me to eat truma. Atzov hashmura harishona, until the end of the first watch. And that's something we'll discuss a little later. What watch are we talking about? And by the way, just people, I'm sure, maybe people ever heard it here, has learned before, just what are these ashmuros sort of referring to? Some of the various ashmuros of sort of God in heaven, or the various constellations, or God looking out, and the various ashmuros, the various sort of watches of the course of the night. So until the first watch. When is that first watch? Okay, so that's a machlokas we'll talk about later on. But that's roughly a period of 4 hours. So we're roughly speaking from Tzeis Kochavim and 4 hours later, which will sort of maybe roughly be around time of Chatzos, but certainly not exactly at Chatzos. Okay? So Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But anybody have a question before we continue, just on those first couple lines? When do we say Kriya Shema? From the time of eating of the Truma until the Sof Hashmura Rishona. You know, it's giving sort of somewhat, I wouldn't say archaic, but, you know, there might be like a much more direct way of saying this, right? We're giving these almost like two, eating Truma until the Sof Hashmura Rishona. Like, is there maybe a more direct way of giving a shir or giving like a statement or of what we're doing?
I feel like the Mishnah always brings like these.
Right, right. And maybe that's what we do. We make things more complicated. We have to start thinking the end of God's Shmir, then another, like, you're right. We tend to complicate things more than, you know. But you would think something so significant as Man Kriya Shema, we could sort of lay out some sort of like definitive Zman as opposed to these two things that probably the average person doesn't really know anything about, right?
Yeah, average person back then probably knew what
Tzeis. Right, exactly. Yeah, you know what Tzeis is, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. Just if the answer is Tzeis, just say Tzeis, right? Why are we sort of giving these sort of remuzim, so to speak? Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Chachamim omrim, so ad chatzos. Chachamim say that that it's not until the end of the Ashmura Harishona, the end of the first watch. Rather, it's until something much more sort of concrete, much more definitive. You can say Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Achi Yalom Adashachar, until sort of like the first like taste of the sun, right? Amud HaShachar obviously is before Netzach Hamah. It's like the early, early, early time where you can first even sensing the sun on the horizon. So Rabbi Gamliel says, so you can say Kriya Shema until that period of time. Okay, so Masu Bal Bonav Mibesa Mishnah. This is always something that would always bring a smile to my face of sort of Rabbi Gamliel's children sort of, I don't want to say this in a Lashon Bizoy, but almost like stumbling in at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, coming in from the Beis HaMishnah, coming in from something, you know, Sheva Brachos, some house of celebration. So Amru lo karinu eshma. So they told their father, who was up, obviously either quite late at night or quite early in the morning, they say, listen, we haven't said Kriya Shema yet. So Amar Lahem, Imlo Allah Omud HaShachar Chayobin Atem Likros. He says that if it's not yet Omud HaShachar, i.e. it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, but it's not yet Omud HaShachar, so then Chayobin Atem Likros, then you'd be allowed to, or you're obligated to read Kriya Shema. Okay.
It's almost hard to believe that they wouldn't know that.
You would think, by the way, I was just thinking as I'm doing the Mishnah now, you know, this is like a famous sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. You know, you would think like you know, you ask even kids in school, probably who've done this Mishnah, they know the Rabbi Gamliel says Omer HaShachar. His own children, who obviously are grown children, they come from the base of Mishnah, they seem like they need to be informed about the whatever. So I guess myself and Shaul and Avi, we have older kids. This is a raya that, you know, sometimes other people know. Sometimes other people listen to the parents a lot more than the kids themselves. The kids perhaps.
Or you could say even Ragamil, like, try to keep the chatzos.
Right.
You mean he's trying to keep the chatzos. Correct. Like I said, it's really everybody holds. Chatzos is not really his man.
Yeah.
So and then maybe it wasn't as well known.
Correct. So what Shaul actually just said is actually what Rabbeinu Yonah said. I mean, even Rabbi Gamliel himself would say that l'chachil, you should try to do it by chatzos. It's just b'dieved you can do it until Omer HaShachar. So, you know, again, seeing the Rabbi Gamliel anyway advocated for chatzos, so therefore it makes sense that maybe their children were not totally aware of the fact of sort of like the more b'dieved shita. I also point out that Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbi Gamliel, and we'll see this in the Mishnah, the basic machloka seems to be, okay, everyone agrees that ideally it's better to do it earlier. You don't want to wait to say Kriya Shema until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. How much do the Chachamim feel the need to come and make Gedarim, right? How much do the Chachamim have to come and say, no, do it earlier, because if you don't do it earlier, you may come to mess up later. Where the Chachamim say, we're going to institute that, we're going to be Mechayiv that, we're going to be Machriya that. As Rabbi Gamliel would say, yeah, it's better to do it earlier, but we're not going to come ahead and sort of impose Gedarim. So Rabbi Yonah says that it's actually a fundamental machlokes of how much sort of the Tanayim, the Chachamim, felt the need to sort of like impose a Geder. And this sort of was like the first example in the first Mishnah of exactly that discussion.
So, say that like, the Chachamim would give you a knas, that you miss Chatzos, that you wouldn't allow you to say it afterwards?
So we're going to get that in 1 second. Right. So he says that...
it doesn't sound like it's a bidyevet of Gamliel. It sounds
right.
Like that's
a... That's a shita.
That's a shita.
The shita is if you missed an earlier time, so you can say it. Right? We're talking about sort of like what is the outer limit of when you can say Kriya Shema. Right? Okay. So Amar Lahem Imlo Allah Marashachar Yal Chayminatam Likros. Below Zubovad Amru. So the Mishnah is going to go back to the statement of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Chatzos. It says, but not only in this case, in the case of Kriya Shema, do the Chachamim say Chatzos? El kol ma she'amru Chachamim ad Chatzos, in the situations, which by the way is only actually two cases, where the Chachamim, they come and they say that the mitzvah is Chatzos, so mitzvot san achi elon mashachar. Really, the original mitzvah would have been to olam u'dashachar. But the Chachamim come and they say, even though the mitzvah midoraisa is until Omer HaShachar, we are imposing chatzos. Right? These are Chachamim. Amru, right? They were going back to that middle statement, the Chachamim of Amru, that in general they say, okay, even though midoraisa you can do something all night, okay, but we're going to impose sort of like a curfew and say that has to happen until 12 o'clock. Mitzvos on Shilom and Shachar. What are examples of that? So Hector Chalav and Veivari mitzvos on Ad Sheyolo Amud HaShachar. An example of something, by the way, this is a somewhat misleading statement, because by Hector Chalav and Veivarim, in fact, you can do that all night. Let's give you another example of an all-night mitzvah. So this is the burning of the fats. When a person brings a carbon chatas, so then there are too many carbonos that were brought during the day. They didn't have time to burn all the fats, like the moment you brought the carbon. So it would say, okay, you brought the carbon now, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, but there's like a backlog, so to speak. So we're going to give you all night to burn the fats. So that's something which can be done, in fact, all night. That can happen until Omer HaShachar. Okay, so v'chol nechalim liyom echad mitzvos on asher yalom u'shachar. When a person has a carbon that they can eat for 1 day, well, what's an example of a carbon you can eat for 1 day? That's what's that?
Pesach.
Right, or kachim kachim. Let's say carbon chatos, carbon asham, as opposed to carbon ola that is completely burnt. And right, so kachim kalim you can eat for, you know, a day, the night, and then the next day. Kachin, we'll eat for that day and that night. When we say you can eat until that night, what are we talking about? That really, midoraisa, v'chol nechalim liyom echad, mitzvos on achi yalam mud hashachar. Okay, im kein lama amru chachamim. If it's true that both by Kriya Shema you can say Kriya Shema all night, and it's also true that by eating chachi chachim you can do that all night, why did they say ad chatzos? Why did they sort of create this almost sort of superficial timetable of chatzos? Hil harchik adamina vera. Because you say, you know, we know the nature of people. If you say, I have time, so eventually it doesn't get done. You don't end up saying Kriya Shema. You don't end up eating the karban. Therefore, they impose that. Now, Shaul raised an interesting question before. So let's just say, okay, the Chachamim imposed this border, so to speak, of chatzos. But let's say I miss chatzos. Let's say in the case of Rabbi Gamliel or his children, I come back. It's 12:30 at night. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I haven't said Kriya Shema yet. Or if I was alive in time of the base of Mikdash, I haven't eaten Kachi Kachim yet. Am I still allowed to go ahead and say Kriya Shema then, according to the Shita of the Chachamim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Rabbeinu Yonah says that that their Shita essentially is that it would now be usur. You would now not be allowed to do these things. And what's interesting, what's fascinating, is that Yesh Koch B'yat Chachamim Lakri Dov Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Taseh, that the Chachamim come and they say, we are imposing these strictures. Let's say by not blowing the shofar on Shabbos. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa blowing the shofar. The Chachamim come and say, don't do it. Okay? And in fact, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you were to do it, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. Right? Now that is a fascinating halachic paradigm of the Chacham being able to say, not only don't do it, right, but if you do it, you're not Yotze. The Chacham are able to come ahead and almost reinterpret, reimagine, recreate sort of the halacha that even the Torah says you would be Yotze, the Chachamim's rule and get there now is really being oker the mitzvah altogether. That's like a really a fascinating halachic idea and something this Rabbeinu Yonah is discussed widely. Okay, so the Gemara says, and by the way, just before we jump into the Gemara, we can't do this pointing out the Shita of Rashi. Now, what exactly is sort of happening in all these shitas as far as the Zman Kriya Shema? Until when can you say Kriya Shema? What is the hour? From when can you start? It all relates to the fact of B'shachacha of Kumecha. When do people go to sleep? Okay, and therefore, the Chachamim are essentially saying, well, when do people go to sleep? I.e., that Shir is Seis, right? And therefore, people are really asleep until Omer HaShachar, or a little bit later. That's all sort of like sleeping time. That's B'shach B'cha. So if you take a look at Rashi over here, at Sof HaShmura HaRishona, this is Rashi, the third line down, Shlish HaLayla, K'nufarish B'gmara, U'misham Ve'elech Over Zman, from that point forward, past the HaShmura HaRishona, Avi was complaining about being here at 6:30 in the morning that it's so early, so that's called Delo Mikri Tu Zman Shchiva. Right, don't tell it to a teenage boy. But after Omer HaShachar, that's not called Zman Shchiva. That's not called time for sleep. V'lo Karina Be B'shach B'cha. Therefore, that's not a keem of the pasuk of when you go to sleep. Right? Now, obviously, what Rashi is pointing out is that the Zman Shchiva means when do you go to lie down to go to sleep. No one is going to sleep after Omer HaShachar, and therefore, past then, that you can't say Kriya Shema b'layla.
Is there a religious shita is that the Zman of Krishna is when you go to sleep opposed to the Zman of sleeping? So that's what it's
correct. Like. It's when you would go, like Lishkov, the time right. To go to sleep. So the time to go to sleep would be sort of between this hour and this hour. Rabbi Gamliel say the hour to go to sleep between sort of this hour and that hour.
Or, no, maybe Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's not the time when you go to sleep, it's the time of sleeping.
It could be. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, Rashi says, and before it says, that's also Lav's Manshchiva, right? That's also not the time to go to sleep, right? No one's going to sleep at you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, when it's still light out. Therefore, if you say Kriya Shema early, you're also not Yotze, because that's not Zman Shchiva. Okay, Lefichach, Hakori Kod Machen, therefore, if a person says Kriya Shema before the time of the Zman, before the time of Tzeis, Lo Yotze Dechavaso. A person is not Yotze if they say Kriya Shema too early, because they're saying Kriya Shema at a time that's not Zman Shchiva. Therefore, Im Kain, Lo Makorin Osav Vesekineses, if that's the case, so why then, when a person goes to Shul in Ateres Rosh, and it's, you know, 6:30 at night, it's not Zman Shchiva yet, what then is the heter to go ahead and to say Kriya Shema then? Okay, so the Rashi says, based on Yishalmi, Hey Lama B'Stvila Mitoch Divrei Torah. That's really not the ikar of Kriya Shema. The only reason that we say Kriya Shema then is, so when we get up to say Shemona Esrei, we do so in the context of Divrei Torah. We have said Kriya Shema beforehand, and now we get up to say Shemona Esrei then, but really the Iker mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema is not going to be at shul if we're davening in shul before it says. So if you skip down two lines, one line actually, so Rashi says that's why we have to say Kriya Shema again, because of course we're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema early, and we only say Kriya Shema early so what we daven mitoch divrei Torah. Ubekriyas parsha rishona she'adam kori al mitotso yotza. Rashi says, how is a person yotzei their mitzvah Kriya Shema? It's by Kriya Shema al hamita. Right? And that's the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Shema, be Kriya Shema Amita. In fact, this is a Shita which is espoused and supported by many Rishonim, the Rush, etc., that the Iker Mitzvah would be the Mitzvah Kriya Shema Belayla. That's what Rashi points out. Now, this long Tosfos is a very, very famous Tosfos. I'm sure many of you have seen it before. This would be like a one-star Tosfos. Namely, it's like a famous Shita of Tosfos and Shas. We're not going to get to the second part, but Tosva says, wait, Rashi, is that really true? That the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema Lamita? And Tosva asks four different questions, one of which, which is obvious, is that Kriya Shema Lamita is only the first paragraph. It's not three paragraphs. And also, the Gemara says later on, we only say Kriya Shema Lamita because of Mazikin, which are like demons or spirits, and this, and that, and blah, blah, blah. So, is it really true that the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Shema is the Mitzvah Kriya Shema al Hamita? So Tosfos points out, no, it's not true. Really, really, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema we say in Shul. But then, Chazar Kashal Duchta, Rashi's question, I was saying it in Shul, and that's often before it says. So Tosfos says, well, there's like a different sheet that says that would be okay, right? So this is like a long discussion we've shown him, sort of how is a person Yotzei Mitzvah Kriya Shema. But either way, we hold, sort of avoid this issue. First of all, a lot of people, they try to not daven until it says itself. But Tosos, based on that question of Tosos, so that's, and based on the question of Rashi, that's why we go back and we say Kriya Shema again. Okay, let's try to sort of run through in the next 5 minutes or so as much of the Gemara as possible. So the Gemara says, Tana Hecha Koi. So this line, as we pointed out before, what's it going on? We never came and said there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema, and then Me'emasai, when do we say Kriya Shema? You know, so it's sort of like almost like this random statement made at the beginning of learning of Gemara. So Diktani Me'emasai. We never had a statement in the first place that now we come and say, from when do we say Kriya Shema? But two, I'll ask you another question. So, my shna the tani bi'arav ispiresha, listening to shachar ispiresha. Why, if we are beginning with Kriya Shema, so why do we begin with Kriya Shema at night? Why don't we start with Kriya Shema of shacharis? So the Gemara gives an answer, and Rashi points out that this first answer answers both questions. Tana akrokai. This Tana is going on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Dichsiv b'shachbechav kumecha." There is an obligation saying Kriya Shema when you go to sleep and when you wake up. That is sort of like implicit. I mean, the Tana is going on that pasuk of b'shachbechav kumecha, and it's like feeding off of that pasuk. It's like unstated that the Tana is sort of going on that pasuk b'shachbechav kumecha. Okay, v'hachi ketani zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva. Amas, and then therefore the Mishnah says, if we're going on that pasuk, if we're sort of feeding off that pasuk, then the Mishnah says, well, this obligation of saying Kriya Shema at night, when is this man? Amas, when is that going to be? So then he says, Mishasha Kohanim Echnasim Lecho B'Trumasam. So in that one pasuk, Mishasha of Kumecha, we've established two things. We've established the obligation of Kriya Shema. What else have we established? Why we would begin with Kriya Shema Belayla as opposed to Kriya Shema B'Shachar, because the pasuk itself says B'Shachachov Kumecha. So that's where the obligation comes from, and that's why we are beginning at night.
How does this answer the first question?
I mean, the first question is that the question of the Gemara is, well, what are we going off of? Okay, And then the Gemara's Pesach saying is what we're going off of is this pasuk, which was almost like an unstated pasuk that is.
But it's still unstated. So
still unstated.
Any idea what he's talking about?
Right. So then the question would be, why would sort of the Mishnah choose to leave something unstated? Right. What it's going on, what it's feeding off of, we know that. Why would it be unstated? And a person might be able to sort of say, maybe on a hashkafic level, that sort of the idea of Kabbalah Zman Chushmayim, it's almost like implicit into the fabric of Yadus that doesn't have to sort of come out and be stated explicitly, but you would still be left with that question. Why wouldn't the Mishnah just say, Yesh Chiyah, ba 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 ba, na na na? So the Gemara isn't sort of addressing that, saying, well, that is what it's basing off of, but we would still be left with the question as to why leave certain things unstated in the first place. Okay, so the Gemara gives a different answer. So, or I might say, which doesn't answer the first question, but it answers the second question, why begin with nighttime over daytime? So, because obviously the Pasuk says that we always begin with the nighttime before the daytime. So, if that's true, if we always go with nighttime before daytime, and either because of the Pasuk, or because of Briyasa Sha'olam, we start with the night before the day, Ihachi, if that's true, Seva Dikatani Bishachar, how about a Mishnah later on that says, Bishachar, in the morning, Bivarech Shtayim Lufaneha V'Achas Lachareha, we have two brachos of Kriyashma beforehand, and we have one bracha of Kriyashma afterwards, Ube'erev Bivarech Shtayim Lufaneha V'Shtayim Lachareha. Right? At nighttime, we have two brachos beforehand and two brachos afterwards. So the Gemara says the obvious question, listen to the Arv inspiration. So if we're so concerned about the Briyasa Sha'olam or B'Shachav Kumecha, so let us, when it comes to talking about the Birchas Krishma, also have our Marv first, also have Arvis first. Okay? So Gemara answers, so Tana Pasach B'Arvis. No, we begin in the first Mishnah with Arvis, Krishma B'Layla, and then the Vahadr Tani B'Shacharis, and then we say what happens in the morning. So Ad Dekoy B'Shacharis, but and once we're already speaking about Krishma of Shacharis, so Parish Mila D'Shacharis, then we say, okay, once we're speaking of Shacharis, now let's first mention two brachas beforehand, one bracha after B'Shacharis, and Parish Mila D'Arvis. And then we'll go back in Marv. So it's almost like an inverted structure. Marv, Shacharis. Okay, once we talk about chakras, then we'll talk about chakras again, and then we'll go back to Marv again. Okay, we're going to stop here, but I wanted to just mention before we conclude, I'm going to read to you a line from the great Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Tzikos HaTzadik, who's one of the great Kabbalistic, Hasidic masters of the 19th century. So he discusses, at the sort of the beginning of his sefer, Tzikos HaTzadik, so he discusses this question. And then he says, which I always found meaningful, concerning Krishma Belaila, so Tzarech Kabbalah Salam Chushmayim, I apologize, okay? He says that the very first, he says the very first mitzvah that, listen, when a person becomes even bar mitzvah, the first obligation is Krishma Belaila, right? I become 13 years old, or any obligation, the very first mitzvah I have is Krishma Belaila. So he says that's the first mitzvah a person has. He says the Bereisha Chashocha. He says that the very beginning a person is Mekabal Mechushimayim Belaila. So Tzarech Kabbalah Salam Mechushimayim Ach Mitoch HaChoshech. Right? The very first mitzvah that a person has in their life is the Mekabal Mechushimayim even in the darkness. And obviously here he means even in the midst of Hasichlus, where we're confused, Vahaheder Hamasim, where especially in the darkness before electricity, a person is just sort of ensconced in darkness and in confusion, and then if you're able to be mekabel chushmayim belayla, so then eventually you can be mekabel chushmayim when it's light and it's clear and there's a certain clarity. Right? And I always sort of love the line out of Rav Tzadok. I mean, like, often our lives are lives of darkness. And the first mitzvah we tell somebody to become 13 years old is, you know what? Like, be mechamel shemayim even belayla, even the darkness. If a person can do that, be mechamel shemayim biyom as well. Okay, thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.